Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Speaking of which, then OnlyFans, like, would you go down that
direction? Absolutely, 100%. Sex sells, it's a thing. I know we're probably not allowed to say that this day and age, but it is, it's so true.
I don't think my sex is selling anywhere.
I'm not a snowflake either, so don't start me with that but red card.
I've been trying to sleep with her for years, but
She said she doesn't stoop that high.
Keep that in there.
Fuck.
Hello everyone and welcome back to Life's a Pitch with myself, Lucy Quinn, Rusha Littlejohn, and the only guest that we can afford, Siobhan, is back.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me. Thanks Nothing else her. To do with my yeah. life.
She literally asked me to come on. That's actually what happened a few weeks ago. She went, do you just need me back on? And I was like,
Rusha lies all the time.
I know.
She was like, Sheb's any chance you can put that in the diary, lock it in.
We've been asking lock you for weeks. You don't even text me back, so.
Yeah, I blocked you a long time ago.
So yeah, how are we? Any gossip before we go into red cards? I feel like it's been a while since we've all been together.
I feel like I've got loads of gossip, but none I'm allowed to unleash on podcast
yet. See, so that's the thing.
Yeah.
I have an issue with that.
Yeah.
Why? Well, because I'll have no club and I'll be jobless, so.
Not just about your club.
Oh, who's been sliding in the DMs, you mean?
But that's the thing, Rish doesn't tell us anything anymore. Because everything's a situation.
Yeah, because we can't trust you. Because you're the first one. Hi, welcome to Talk Sport.
Yeah.
Rusha has been arrested again.
Again, yeah.
That would be good chat, though.
That would be good
chat.
It's
been nothing that juicy.
But maybe you should start things like that, like fake news, just to get our profiles up a bit, yeah.
See, I've said to her and all, like, know how we've got, like, we've all got YouTube channels now, yay.
Well,
oh my God, yeah.
I'm not sure you can call mine a channel.
But are you monetized yet? What's your
No one would pay to see
everyone
that.
Everyone give it a sub and
give it a follow, give it a like,
stick
subscribe.
It on play
well, you're at that. Subscribe to 90 Man and Life's a Pitch podcast, please. Thank you. But on that note, I'm saying what we should actually do on the channel front is, since we know so much gossip and so much drama within the women's football world, it's like the lady whistle down of the women's football game. One of us need to do it.
But we need to be in masks and be like, pretend that we're like anonymous, but actually everyone knows who it is.
Yeah.
And
the lady whistle down? What's that?
It's what? Like
a, Bridgerton? Like a whistleblower.
Oh, come on.
Bridgerton?
Yeah.
Bridgerton?
And that's not even a lesbian show. That is a like...
a gen pop show.
Yeah. I've heard he's the fatty though.
He was, but he didn't come back for another episode. But yeah, he's a handsome piece
what's
of
meat. Sorry, I thought something just...
New studio. She's first time here. She's smashing it up.
Something was on me there. It wasn't. It was just my Vaseline fell out my pocket.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what his name is, but handsome hunk of meat. Would take his sperm if possible. But
well, you could submit that.
You could ask.
We could message.
You could ask.
We could pull a few strings. Yeah.
No one sends letters anymore. It's all DMs.
We've got sperm. Well, we've got three, haven't we? One who we can't announce.
What?
Or the sperm donors. Oh, yeah. Jude Bellingham is one.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
He would be.
Imagine my babies.
Producer Jack, he said he would.
Jack, you throwing your sperm about again, Jack?
Anyway, shall we talk about our red cards of the week, guys?
Sure. Do you have one? Are you eager to get going?
I'll let you start. Well, I think.
Oh, well, mine's rubbish. Yeah, you think of one. Mine's rubbish, so I'll go first. So obviously, my red card before was the fact that my car was stolen off my drive.
Oh, Lucy, what?
I think I'm being targeted.
No, what
because
now?
Because I had a very cute, it wasn't even small, but a smallish olive tree in a pot, in a proper pot, and somebody has come onto my drive and stolen it. So red card to you.
That's got to be a teammate. It's got to be someone playing with you. No, it's got to be.
Someone is messing with me, but taking a car is a bit far. No?
Yeah.
Do you not think, though, maybe that olive tree just wanted out of your house? Because I saw your Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And that was an insult to Christmas trees.
I have a small house. So I had to get a small tree. And I like the dying ones. I like to save them.
That was a disgrace.
I liked it.
Remember I said to you, is she having a laugh with that? And you were like, don't say it because you'll probably take it personally. I was like, that Christmas tree is a fucking shambles. It was.
You just know that I started a business from a loft.
Sorry?
I started a business from a loft.
When?
Sales are through the roof.
What time is this finishing up?
You didn't even wait to pick your moment to do that.
That
you
just time
it just came in my head at that point, and then I thought, I'll use it.
Right.
You were talking rubbish, so brilliant. I just thought I may as well. Mm.
She did come in and save Jack.
Yeah. I was like, why are you not hammering Lucy's
Christmas tree with me?
She was focused on the gag.
And she was like that.
I can't multitask. Say the joke. Say the joke. The trees are through the roof sales.
I heard a good one the other day, but I've forgotten it now. I get all shy when the cameras are on, but it was a joke like that. So that was a waste of breath.
Wow, anyway, lovely, not honestly.
What was that? Okay.
Subscribe for more.
Like and subscribe. So yeah, right. So basically, let me just get this rant over, because I let you rant all the time. Mm-hmm. We go away on tour to Spain for the week, and I'm like worried every day about my little olive tree. It just brightened up like the front door bit. There's a little bit of a patio. Just something to have, right? And then I was thinking, is it getting enough sun? Is it getting enough rain? We get back at about 10 o'clock at night, and I'm like, no way. Bex is like, what? And I'm like, the tree that is normally there is gone.
Yeah.
So somebody's just stealing all of my possessions. And I'm wondering at what point I go to
the police. Call the police.
Yeah. We do have cameras, but they're clearly not working, helping.
Right, what we'll do, everyone, is we'll do a whip round for Lucy to get a new olive tree.
GoFundMe.
How much would an olive tree be?
Well, it was like a £40 tree. Right. It wasn't like small, and it's in like a big pot. So the pot was like £30-40.
Then you can bring it in at Christmas and put decorations on it.
I could put decorations on it, yeah.
Seriously, I thought that tree was awful.
Okay. Red card to my life.
Worst thing you've ever done.
Who's next?
Bit intense, but I did see...
Do you know what else is intense?
Me.
Camping. Intense? She looks
Christmas. This has been 20 minutes of pure
I'm going to call it a day there.
I like that one. Yeah.
I can't take the credit. That's well.
That's good.
That was good. Okay, if you've got one at any point, guys.
Yeah, but now I feel under pressure.
No, okay, intense, go.
I'll bring it up at some point. Vincent Kompany's rant at Goodmanson. He loses his shit at Goodmanson. Mm-hmm. And I just wonder if that's normal, everyday practice on a training ground now, because I just don't think that can work. Screaming at someone like that cannot work.
It's not now. If I roll back 15 years ago,
Oh yes,
it was. Like, I've had like full-on Barneys with managers, screaming matches, like mental. I think now you don't really get away with it unless you've said to the player X amount of times, do this, do that, and they're not doing it, then you're going to be more,
That's my
or
point.
Or as a whole, you might, but this is individually, he's been like, went at him.
Well, like, I mean, I haven't seen it yet, to be fair, but I've seen like clips of it. But I think if a manager is shouty like that all the time, obviously like it loses its effect because they're just always shouty. So maybe there's been like a bit of a build up there and he thought, I'm going to have to like...
The thing is, he's of an age probably where he's gone through training, exactly what you say, 15 years ago. It's been like that for such a long time. And then he's doing that with his players. But I just, I'm like, I don't think you're going to get the best of people. I'm not a snowflake either. So don't start me with that shit. But red card, Vincent, for being a bit much. And you're not going to pull that at Bayern Munich. I tell you, that's sin.
Well, they won't understand it for a start.
Yeah. They'll be like, what's that man saying? Is he happy with us?
Right, my red card is rubbish. But at the same time, it's personal to me and my calves.
You know can't say got... calves.
Yeah.
It's calves.
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 Calves. With a V, Rush, calves. Not with an F.
Calves.
Yeah, but...
What's wrong?
The people come back to hear her speak like this, so we try not to fix it.
Yeah, I clearly do have some kind of speech impediment, and I don't really care.
I'm trying to do it for 34 years.
Anyway, you all know... We all know about my Achilles and my calves don't change. Whatever.
Rest in peace.
Anyway, we had a game the other day at the weekend and somebody kicked me on the calf and it's swollen. And my right calf is quite a good bit bigger than my left. But each time I look, I catch it and I'm like, whoa.
Behind the desk, Bruce has got like old lady calves that she needs to wear.
But this right one is pumping right now. Like it's just swollen because it's been volleyed.
Who kicked you?
I don't know who it was. It all happened too fast.
Yeah,
I don't know who it was. I'll have to watch it back. We won't play that team this season, but
I remember.
I could ask a favour.
Remember when we were in hockey when we were at school back in the day at Notre Dame?
Hockey, right?
We did hockey like once in PE, and there was a kid on our class called.
Jesus, you can't name and shame people on the pod. Can you cut that out?
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, I don't know. You just sound a bit creepy, like dragging up names from.
I remember her name.
My first boyfriend.
It was an injury that stuck with me.
Okay, right, what happened?
And she took me down with a hockey stick. But it was like stuck between two legs, and then the little hook went into my calf. And I remember having a big bruise on the back of my calf for a long time. So I was like, that and all.
To be fair, I didn't know where you can say that little hook got stuck for a second.
Hopefully,
there.
Still with us, you know? God, no. Does anyone know?
Why would you think
well,
she's
I'm just
dead?
Saying, I don't know.
Well,
we don't know.
You've
not spoken
in
20
was,
years.
Yeah, 10,000
BC. God, honestly, time's going on a bit, isn't it?
Yeah.
How old are you now, Lizzie?
Oh, God knows. I'll actually be 31 next month.
Ooh,
isn't that just disgusting? Like, at some point, I should grow up, but not yet.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Do it to yourself.
My first one, the girls said to me, what age are you? And I was like, I'm 34. And they were like,
that's good,
like,
though.
I know, but they went, I just wouldn't have had you as 34. Yeah. And I went, because I'm immature. And they went, yeah.
Yeah. That's the worst thing when they say, yeah, Quinny, we reckon you're about 26, 25. And I'm like, because I look great. Yeah. And they're like, no, because you're an absolute loser.
Yeah,
and absolutely. So immature.
I'd die a happy person if someone told me I looked under 30 these days.
See, I do think that I look a lot better than you these days.
You should have twins and get up at 1:30 in the morning, 5 days a week. Come back to
no
me.
Thank you. If I look like that,
come back.
No thank you. Yeah, and I should have warned you about these cameras. They're absolutely full. They're brilliant. They pick
the
up
thing.
Everything.
This is the thing.
You're honestly.
My eldest child over there, as if I've got no stresses in my life already without her.
You're contributing to this stress.
Do you know what I mean?
Nothing. I do the washing. I help her with her washing. I do the chores. I help clean up. I take her kids to school. I do all that.
Once a month.
One time.
Once a month. She's still.
Do you want to go through my phone? Hi, can you take it? We'll go through the messages. What's up?
I do every week. I check in with her. But now you're getting absolutely beasted.
Yeah.
You know,
time
she can't take the kids anywhere.
Yeah, because you're in every day.
I'm actually in the car at 5 a.m. on the way to train.
Yeah.
It's good though. I like that you're focused. It's good.
Yeah. How is that going? Should we talk about football on this football podcast for a little bit?
Okay.
How
I guess a little bit.
How is pre-season going?
Yeah. All right. I feel like it's actually the season's like creeping up on us quite soon now, isn't it? I think we've got a couple more fixtures we need to play, like friendlies. But in terms of training and stuff, it's been really good. I've actually had a nightmare. Do you know what? I should give red cards to my blisters. Blisters, also Megan Campbell's blisters.
Ooh.
We are running out the session about 3 times to fix, restrap. It's doing my nutting.
I think strapping blisters makes it worse.
I need something.
Just adding something to rub.
Yeah. I've got a tiny Compeed on it now, and I've got one blister left.
A tiny
it's
what
tiny.
On it?
Compeed.
Is it a condom?
Well, you do get toe condoms.
Yeah, you do get toe condoms.
No.
Yeah, like little mini ones.
They're really good.
That's just
when you get blisters on your toes. Yeah. Yeah.
And your toes don't get pregnant.
Yeah.
I should get that for Jamie's willy.
Well, that's, yeah, it might fit. Yeah.
Finally a size.
Yeah, something small enough to.
We thought these toe condoms a while ago. Poor Jamie.
I'm not trying to get sacked by my agency. But
he's just trying to live his life, isn't he?
Yeah.
Didn't ask for any of this.
Anyway.
So sorry, blisters then. Have you guys heard of germaline, new skin? Have you heard of this?
Is it second skin? Or is it just
second
skin?
And it's a hot and you put it on and it almost puts like a layer of skin.
Yeah.
But see when that blister's fresh or a bit raw. Oh my God.
The does it sting?
Does it sting? Give you a perm. Honestly. Oh. The pain. The pain.
When have you used it? When
excuse me, Mama was a dancer for 20 years.
Mama got moves.
Mama, I can honestly.
Actually, can we just briefly talk about the football challenge that you guys did?
Oh my God,
that was so funny.
That was so good.
I really enjoyed that. Is that when you got your blisters?
No, God, no, I don't really get them anymore. I've built up a tough exterior and like this one complains about everything.
Hardcore.
And I really enjoyed that. And you know, I'm like, I complain about exercising and actually really enjoyed that day. Just running around, just, you know, having fun and trying to play football.
You know, the cheek of it, she said, so we're obviously with a few things lined up, like what we were going to do. And then one was just a simple race. And before it, giving it, like, I think I've got you here. I think, and I'm thinking to myself, you work on the radio and you don't move. I have to go out and play football nearly every other day.
And
you think you're I know I'm slow, but
yeah,
Jesus Christ.
Lucy, I come out the traps fast. I'll give myself that. I'm like.
Yeah, and then the lactic acid
slow-mo.
Starts to hit.
Oh my God, my legs are like lead. Like there's like I'm dragging bricks.
Yeah.
It all went tits up.
I was severely injured at this point.
Oh yeah.
I had my neck thing, my neck shoulder, and I was in absolute agony honestly that's what I'm running. Self smoked.
You run like that anyway.
I do. I run a bit odd. I'm not really a sprinter.
Hey look.
Can you run fast?
I used to be able to run fast. I'm not sure how it is these days. I'm just getting older and older. But to be fair, when we retire, we will be on the beers.
We'll have to look good, in fairness. If we've got any future
in TV,
media, podcast and TV, we're going to need to look skinny, look great. Sex sells. It's a thing. I know we're probably not allowed to say that this day and age, but it is. It's so true.
I don't think my sex is selling anywhere.
Yeah, you're right about that. Said Bex Holloway.
That's not what you said.
You guys still going out?
That's how she's still on the radio.
Yeah, friends.
Just. Oh, yeah. Yeah, friends that are living together is how I would describe it. I'm on the sofa every night.
Still can't believe you two are together. We're friends.
Isn't it so nice that they're such good friends?
Yeah. It's nice that Lucy travelled to support a friend like that.
I'm a good friend.
They are together.
I'm a very good friend.
Speaking of which, then OnlyFans, like, would you go down that
Absolutely,
direction?
Absolutely, 100%.
I think it's this thing,
like, would it be frowned upon? If I probably rocked into training like that, going in, I've put up on my socials, subscribe to my OnlyFans page, that'd be frowned upon, but I'm like, why?
Because of the kids. We're role models for
kids. But still, what if it's not for the kids?
To be fair.
It's not for the kids.
Let's not act like the kids are innocent here.
Yeah.
Kids are up to all sorts of nonsense.
Your kids are up to, not my kids, they're five, but you know, like the kids, like the
18-year-olds and all that. I'm like, you know more than me.
No.
Oh yeah, everything's very.
This is true. Like my 2 points would be: it's the only industry in the world that women make more money than men. Mm-hmm. Is that industry sex stuff? And like, women should be able to be like, sexually liberated. And because if a man did it, it'd be like, lads. As soon as a woman's like,
I think they're like,
oh my God.
It's a business at the end of the day. If you can make money off stuff and it's for your career and it's for your future and you're going to be financially more comfortable, more stable and whatever, why should that be frowned upon?
And you're not
harming
anyone.
I even think in football sometimes.
They're like paying and subscribing to see that.
Yeah.
Like and subscribe. Mm-hmm.
But I do think in our, like right now, obviously we are, well, I'm a wee bit further on in my career in terms of getting close to the retirement age. You might be holding on for another 2 years. But I do think people would actually like us doing some podcasts and stuff. People don't like it.
Yeah.
And it's like, but times are changing in the world. You should be able to have other outlets. It doesn't need to just be football.
I'm definitely not going into OnlyFans. But yeah,
why not? Because she wouldn't get any money.
Actually, if it was like...
Bex, a mum, a dad, probably my dad.
Jamie Ahern.
Yeah, agent. Yeah.
Why not? No, I'm good. But I'd support you all the way.
I just don't think it's that bad now anymore, to be honest. Like, I don't think it's that bad. But people, like, have lost their jobs and stuff like that.
Yeah, really?
I don't know if you saw at the Olympics. I think it was a number of the Team GB divers had OnlyFans pages. Because to be an Olympian, I think you get funded 28 grand a year.
Yeah. That's only if you're, like, a big name and you're lucky.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you get nothing.
And even a gold medal doesn't... I think they said it's something like 50 grand or something now you get for winning. But in terms of being funded as an athlete, I'm like, there's nothing wrong with them. And it was all like above board. It wasn't like
too much
pornographic.
I'd seen some, and some people were taking their holidays to actually go and compete at the Olympics. That was their holidays, and then come back and go back to work.
Mm-hmm.
So it just shows you the kind of different levels of
what's
that word I'm looking for?
So
disparities. Does that make sense? Describe good word.
Disparity.
Disparity. Yeah. Good
word.
Not you.
Your Botox isn't done, so is mine though.
I know.
When
stop
we need
just
to go
scowling
in.
At each other.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Paula Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
It's the light. I think it's the light's beaming down on our forehead. You don't look terrible, but I can tell you've been up at half two.
This is what you two do, and it works, and it brings the viewers in.
It's just because I'm much better looking than her.
Yeah,
this is what she does.
Insecurity and jealousy. Jealousy is love and hate at the same time. No, okay,
be honest.
Well, God knows, I've not had anything done, so I'm just sat in the middle like one of them dogs. Like, yeah, you both look rough. Honestly, if I took off my bra right now, skadoosh.
Stones in a bin.
Yeah. At least you've got. I was ready to grab my boobies. I thought I'm not allowed to do that right now.
Would you get your boobs done?
Do I need them done?
Well, you mentioned that. You brought them up.
I'd get a reduction. They do my head in.
Yeah, well, she's actually got big.
Yeah, I'm packing. Big.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I hide it. Okay.
She doesn't wear a seat.
Are you wearing a sports bra now?
No, it's not a sports bra. It's a casual lounge.
Do you not remember that? Let's go back to the last ep we done with Siobhan, and she started giving out to us for wearing baggy t-shirts. Yeah,
how are we dressed today?
Yeah.
Two cash?
Hold on, just... Well, no, you bring that up. I did actually think I could... Because, babe, you are... whiter than a ghost.
Yeah, okay. I'm all right.
Glad to see they've changed their style in the last year. Bloody hell.
Mm-hmm.
You and that white t-shirt,
you're always
man,
in white
set on
and
fire.
I'm always in black.
Are you wearing a sports bra now?
Daughter's outfit. What is that you're wearing?
What do you mean, Doris? It's just a bit tight.
That's it. It's bursting out the seams again.
Jason!
She can't breathe. Anyway. She doesn't breathe in 20 minutes.
Yeah. It's just a jumpsuit.
Okay, a jumpsuit, that's what it's called.
You guys should be wearing sports bras in your off days.
No, I'm not.
It's not. It's wee Calvin ones.
Yeah. But also, if I'm late for the train and I've got to run, these bad boys are going. Mm-hmm. I've got to be in my sports bra, yeah.
What size are you?
I don't know. I haven't been measured since I was about 12.
What?
Extra, extra large. I don't know.
Do you don't know your breast size?
Nah. You don't know.
Wait, come here.
Small, medium.
I'll tell you.
Cut. Small, medium and large sports bras is all we need to know.
Jesus Christ. So you don't have like a dress-up bra?
For what?
Yeah, I've got a few bras that I would just keep that I'd wear sometimes. I'm not wearing this.
Just keep.
Yeah, I wear them
just in the drawer.
Why are you
hanging
out?
No, they're nice Calvin ones. They're just Calvin bras. That's all.
Like a bra.
A bra.
Or...
Yeah.
Yeah, like
not a sports bra. Not the lounge ones. A bra.
I hate those bras with like the cup.
Rush is a proper 30. Like,
I'm tiny. I'm tiny. Tiny wee boobs. It's a shame.
They
but
go inwards.
You just got to.
She actually eats snacks out of the indent.
Oh. So, and then when she leans over, like the cup is hanging off her chest. You know, and there's nothing in there.
How do you know? Why are you looking?
Because I see them
you're
all
you're carrying
the
a wee
time.
Bit of timber over there.
I know, I've got fat tits in
the minute.
Fat tits. You know what I mean, though.
Mm-hmm. We are a football podcast.
Yes, we are. Still are.
I don't care. Mm-hmm. I just don't care.
Yeah, no, we don't really talk about football. Yeah.
Right, back to the script. What is on the script? Yeah. What have we got?
We've both been away on pre-season tour.
Right.
So let's
have
talk
not, have
about
we not
that.
Seen each other since?
Right.
Gosh, it's been a while.
I know.
Yeah, how was your tour?
Yeah, it was actually really
good.
Sorry,
that's you all say tour. It's like in English, they all say tour. I just go pre-season, we're ready, camp.
Yeah, but it's not camp.
Tour.
Do you mean it sound like you were Taylor Swift there?
Yeah, that's what I think. I got your bands and all that.
I had six shows tonight.
Yeah.
By the way, apologies, because my train ticket today was so expensive. Taylor Swift is in Wembley tonight.
Is she Wembley tonight?
Yeah, and Wembley last night, I think, if I've got that right. So I'm looking at the train times, I'm thinking, what? Honestly, some of the tickets were £190, and I normally pay about £45.
It's ridiculous.
Like, they know what they're doing.
It's disgusting.
But also, I came down early this morning, so who's coming down that early to see Taylor?
I guess working, they've got that time to like the peak travel.
Honestly, that
peak
was
travel.
So expensive. So
have you seen the video hard when you guys went to Ireland camp and you managed to get to the Aviva to watch Taylor Swift? And there's these two girls.
She's on her own. Yeah.
She's like that.
Having a great time.
Just
Rouge's
singing on her
day
own.
Out.
I actually watched and I went, what
she
a loser.
She had a good time.
What about other people that were doing the same thing? Just because it was me?
It was because you looked extra.
Right, so the tour that I'm not allowed to call
okay,
a tour.
Camp.
That is
pre-season.
Pre-season.
That was one of the hottest games that I've ever played in. And I was not expecting it. Like, I thought it was going to be hot. But obviously, we went to Australia, very lucky. But everything's in the evening.
Yeah.
This was like peak day. We trained twice a day.
Hello, losers. Oh. Oh my God, you can't see. You're coming out of the light like an angel. Here she comes. Like an angel into my life. And then
the devil.
Look at the boys. Damn. They think we're on holiday or something, but we are here to train and to kick ass.
Just hit me. I can't do it anymore. My legs can't do it anymore.
And it was warm. It was like 37 degrees. And the UV, do you know the UV doesn't go up to 10? It goes up to 12.
Mm. Oh,
did you know that?
Okay. What does that mean?
So like, you know when you say UV is really high, like the UV is 8 or 10, it means you're going to get burnt more easily. Okay. It goes up to 12 apparently. Jeez. Anyway, one of the days it was like an 8 or a 9, and obviously I'm like a lobster. But yeah, played a game, trained.
Where are you again? Pool.
Girona.
Oh, very nice.
Girona.
Is that where Romeo and Juliet's from?
Is it?
Is it?
For their from.
That's the same thing.
Oh, you've done yourself.
Keep that in there. Mug. Sat here lecturing us.
Yeah.
Girona.
Yeah, how are we sure? Don't get anything wrong because we can use this again.
We went to Murcia. So right. Like, oh geez, what's Pinatar? Know how Pinatar?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
The Pinatar Cup.
Pinatar, yes, that's
is
where
that
we were.
Is south? Because we were really north and it was still so hot.
Couldn't tell you. Right. But we trained and we were on the pitch for about 9. Were we on the pitch for 9? Yeah, we were on pitch for 9. Right. And as soon as the session started, the sweat was just like, it was so warm.
But how do they do that? Because I always say to myself, I'm going to go to one of these lovely countries and play.
Yeah.
I would not last 2 seconds.
Well, I suppose when they all play their games, they play evening games here, don't they? Like in Spain and stuff.
We played at like, what time was the kickoff? It was maybe like a 6 o'clock kickoff. And I'm telling you, it was just...
That's like peak sun.
No, it was like heat of the day. Like the pitch had just sat all day and just warmed up. And then you're warming up at like 4. So it's still like absolutely roasting. And they've not got like a hair out of place. And they're like, vamos.
And we're like,
yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Who did you just play? You're like, see? No, I see.
Yeah, it was Levante.
Ooh,
however, disclaimer, there are two teams and I'm not sure which is like the
correct. Right, okay.
There are two Levante. Uh-huh. They were very, very good.
Okay.
They were played very nice football.
Nice. What was the score?
We
Spanish
won 2-0.
Excellent.
But they played some really nice stuff and obviously just coped with the heat a lot better. And it took us like first half to figure out what they were trying to do, and their movement was all good and Spanish. And then yeah.
She said that a number of them had the shirts.
Yeah. Oh my god. We had a bug in the camp.
Oh no.
Yeah, fair play to the girls. Some of the girls are still ill now, have missed training. Just bad bug on the toilet all
That's
day.
It's a nightmare.
It's a nightmare. I was the one that started it, I have to say. I was the super spreader.
Good. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, you just wouldn't wish it on people now. That.
On a travel day, we were saying before we started, going through the airports and stuff, and everyone's ill.
I wouldn't have went.
Well, no, but this was on the way back.
Oh, okay.
It happened well, there.
Yeah, I just did.
I remember those days when I was like hanging, getting home from holiday.
Yeah.
And I was like, last day of the holiday, you won't drink. You're really sensible.
Messiest days.
Looking for Huey in the toilet in the airport.
Yeah. There's actually nothing worse than that.
That's
and obviously you won't do it, but I've done it several times.
You're doing
you do it a lot
as you get older. I'm like, where's Risha? And I'm like, she's still out. We're ordering a taxi at the airport.
Well, I wouldn't agree with that.
I'd say you're a bit like that now.
That.
And then you're dying on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She passed out on the plane.
Oh God, this is a story.
Steaming.
This was years ago. We had been away with Ireland playing in America.
Yeah.
And it was all the time where we could have
a
few drinks.
Those were the days.
They were banned to some mad stories that I will reveal later.
They all will be
later in time.
Can't wait.
But whatever had happened, we'd been out and it was again late. We'd found this wee Irish pub that stayed open for us. Then we were getting collected, so it was basically we went in, grabbed our cases, and we're going to the airport. And it was a time we were all going separately, so there was a big group of us heading back to like, say like England, whatever. I think a lot of us were going back to Heathrow.
Yeah.
We had to get 2 flights. So we were in America, then we went to like Canada, and this flight from America to Canada, the guy woke me up. I was in the aisle seat. He's woke me. I've been sleeping. I got up, and as soon as I got up, I went, "Oh shit!" And my head started spinning, and he must have looked at me like, what's gone? I've darted down the aisle to the toilet. It's like they fold the indoors. I've just folded the door in. And then I've woke up later. And my legs are like mangled like this. And I'm like,
Was there any like?
No, I passed out. Even if they're trying to get
in the toilet.
Yeah, so I don't have a clue. Like
how long
was I there? What was it? Minutes? Was it seconds? Was it Was it like 10 minutes? I've no clue. And then I was like, got up. I think I got sick. Rich. And then that went back to my seat. But I was that feeling was horrific. Yeah, like that was awful.
But you know what gets me sometimes when you've played a game and you've had no sleep, like minimal sleep, mm-hmm. and you feel like crap anyway. You know, you get like a bit of a football hangover, you're dehydrated, you're knackered. And I sometimes think to myself, I might as well be drunk. I might as well be having a good time.
Or
you feel knackered anyway.
Or have a drink to take the edge off.
Yeah, but then I can't just have one. Next thing you know, I'm in the cockpit driving the plane.
Yeah.
Would you not though be like finish a game, come home, think I have to have a glass of wine and just like switch off?
It all depends on the time too, I think. Like what time you get back at, if it's an away game, if it's late. There's a lot of things that come into it. Obviously sometimes it's nice when you can get a random team night out.
Yeah.
You
like plan for Christmas that. Christmas or something. When you have the last game before Christmas, sometimes you go out for a few drinks.
Sometimes I'd have a couple of wines here or there, but that's if I'm back at 6 o'clock or whatever, but that happens few and far between these days.
Just 6 o'clock.
I just get into bed these days. I used to stay up, watch a film. I just get straight back into bed. I can't do it anymore.
I had a magnum of wine at the weekend.
Which is disgraceful.
Mm-hmm. How was that?
Good. Yeah, I enjoyed every sip of it.
Okay.
I had a straw and just...
I was just like, well, Dad, I don't know what came over him. Because Dad always judges the amount of money that I spend on wine.
Right. Yeah.
He'd be like, why don't you get this bottle from the bottom shelf of Aldi? Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
that was a good impression as well.
Aldi. No, I have worked my way up to a level of wine.
Yeah, excuse me, I'm a talk sport. Yes.
And I'm not coming off it
anymore.
There's nothing above that wine that you can get right now.
And I worked the ladder. Yeah. You know, I went the ladder over the years.
The ladder of alcohol.
I didn't. Do you remember during COVID? The top shelf.
In COVID, we were going to Aldi and getting free bottle,
£3.45 for a shot bottle of Pinot.
Bottles of wine.
How many bottles do you think you went through?
I don't know, but they were great. And at that time, I thought they were great.
That was nice.
Yeah, but what are we talking, like hundreds of bottles? Or
Probably.
Smashed
that.
Me and my housemate, when I was at Spurs, Rhea Percival, we had COVID on that Christmas, that first, like 2020, and we couldn't taste anything. And we were not with our families. We were isolated in the flat. We were like, this is great. Just knocking back all sorts of alcohol, couldn't taste a thing. Then my taste came back and I thought, well, that's ruined that for
that's
me.
That's
that.
Yeah, and Dad then said, oh, I've got you a treat. 2 magnums of Whispering Angel.
Two?
I was like, Jesus. Who hijacked you, Kevin, little John?
Man must have got his bit.
You don't like it when
as
you talk about
things like that. As if it's called Whispering Angel.
Whispering it's delightful. Angel. And then anyway, I've left a bottle and I said, you're going up soon, so maybe you could smash it when you're up there as well.
Whispering Angel.
She doesn't drink anymore, Jocelyn.
What would our equivalent be called if Siobhan's like Whispering Angel? What would ours be like? Shouting lesbian.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, I love that. Screaming lesbian minge. In the
title. Screaming.
Let's get nice.
Whispering
Eye.
Whispering Eye.
This is the alcohol brand that we're going to start when we retire.
Well, we're going to do a cider.
We are
we?
Doing
we'll
a cider.
Cider.
We've already got a name. What was the name? So I had a name. But I don't
we'll not reveal that right
there.
Now. People will try.
Yeah.
No, we're going to.
Do you know what's Bance? She's been texting me like, again, can you watch the kids? Me and Jamie, her husband Jamie, we're going to go to the gym. And I'm thinking...
No, you're not.
This is Bance.
That's
went,
a typo. She wrote again. Gin and it changed.
Yeah.
Gym's cafe.
No. They go on to Nike and they buy all new shit.
Yeah, pretend.
And they come down dressed like
idiots. You've got to look the part.
And I don't know what they do. I'd love to go in and watch them just for Bance. What
Cass,
do they do?
I'll have you know that everything I do in the gym is what you taught me.
Oh, well, then not a lot.
Well, judging off them bingo wings, not much. It's not working well for you, is it?
I'm a fat bastard at the minute. Yeah. I don't know what else to say.
If this isn't going to get in your head, I don't know what wrong. She'll be at the NHS. She'll be there at the doctor's.
That's what I'm saying. I'm on... I'm sign up to that Ozempic. I'm glad you're fat-shaming me over here. Smaller than you two, lardies.
Sorry, athletes. I want to press-ups right now.
Oh, God, I don't have my sports bra in my life.
I'm wearing my lounge bra.
I keep staring at your boobs trying to suss them out.
After, we'll do a quick...
take a reveal. Quick reveal.
Honestly, it's a shame I'm not straight.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Pure jubulicious?
Yeah. Jugs. Absolute jugs.
Jugosaurus Rex.
Jugosaurus Rex.
What's your lesbian joke?
Oh,
yeah.
What do you call a lesbian dinosaur? I like a lot of puss.
I've heard it so many times, but it's how excited she gets to tell it that really cracks me
up. I swear I've seen my mum drinking from that cup before. It says, like, it's a dinosaur.
Do you know what
it says,
it's a nightmare? It's smashed recently. It's smashed recently. No. Yeah. It was probably them, homophobes.
Somebody got her a little, I don't know, when, I'm sure it was last season, she came in with a little gift from a fan, and it's like a little unicorn trophy and it says Funniest Lesbian Award. And Reva took it to school one day.
Did she?
Yeah, she brought it out one day from class and I was like, why have you got that? And she was like, took it to school. And I was like, Funniest Lesbian.
The teacher
was
like,
four at the time. Must be like, her auntie's a disgusting human being.
Somebody got us a new hang there. I've kept it in the changing room. Which, on that note, people stop buying gifts. Stop buying gifts. Don't need to
it's
do
lovely,
it. Just
buy Whispering Angel.
The cost of living crisis. Yeah, you could be working your way up the alcohol ladder.
No more gifts, please. Lovely, but no more.
Why? What kind of gifts?
Somebody got this one and all, and it was because I always say London City Lesbians, so they've got like the badge and they've changed it to London City Lesbians, and then in the middle of the badge it's no longer like the lion face, it's a beaver. So I've left it's it so yeah good. It's quite good. I was like, that
it's
is quite
like,
funny,
you know, every club has like their group of like all inclusive and everything, and they've just started
they've
their
got
own
that yeah
what
club.
Does the new manager say when he sees this though?
I don't know if he's seen that it's in I've left it in our changing room.
Je suis London City Lesbian.
Sounds brilliant. Do we wrap it up then?
Yeah, absolutely.
Have we chatted there is all to chat?
I can't believe you two get paid for this.
Well,
I can't believe you turned up like that and you'd cheat to give out about us.
These are cute!
I think they're cute.
Just a little dungaree.
The colours. Anyway, look, let's close this
Next
up.
Time we invite you on, make an effort.
We'll dress up. If there's a third time, if there's a third time, we will put an effort. We'll dress up.
Glam. See, Jack, we'll surprise me next time I come on, right? Next season, if you can have like glam in the corner with these two fully.
Hair, makeup.
A wardrobe reel. I would be so happy.
If you like and subscribe, we will get glammed up.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine how beautiful you'd be. No offence.
That is the thing though, it's hard when I'm that pretty. It's bad enough right now, everyone's hanging off me.
No, we want
to be relatable to people, and obviously if we did a full effort, we'd just be like up there with the A-listers.
I'd rather you were better looking.
All right. Yeah, you do have to sit and look at us. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some of the people can just listen.
Yes.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.